You always walk off like you're in a trance. Gloryfield giggled. Funny, I don't ever really recall walking over to the windows. Maybe my age is getting to me. That's not a funny joke, Glory. Milk would get sad if he heard it. Gloryfield let out a heavy sigh. So I can see the traces of a smile on your face. Did you find something interesting? Natasha looked up, her eyes bloodshot, but her smile wide. I did, and it's something that I've never heard of before. Gloryfield raised a brow. Do tell, Natasha. Natasha put her finger down on the page. This, right here. This person, from before our recorded history. She wrote something amazing down. Even drew a picture. There was one night long ago when she saw a meteor shower. A meteor shower? Gloryfield repeated, skeptical. We get meteor showers every few years. What's so special about those? Natasha laughed. No, it was grand. The fallen meteors were huge. They looked two times as large as a full moon as they fell through the sky. I translated one phrase where she described it as something similar to otherworldly. It really sounded like she had never seen such a thing before. Well, I can't imagine meteors that big. I suppose... There's another detail here. She describes something about the meteors, but I didn't understand it. This looks like the word for light, but this other glyph is ahead of it. I can't figure it out. If I really squint, I could maybe read it as wrong light. But with the context surrounding it, I just don't know. It's something about the light the meteors gave off. We got lucky that there was some continuity between the prehistory script and the post, but 1,000 years is still more than enough time for changes to appear in language. Natasha looked at Gloryfield. What do you think, Glory? Hmm? Glory? Gloryfield was looking up at the skylight behind Natasha, her mouth slowly but surely opening wider and wider. Dark light, Natasha. Natasha cocked her head. Dark light? Natasha turned around, and her eyes went wide. She shot up from her seat and ran to the other side of the observation floor. She pressed her body against the glass as she watched black meteors that somehow and paradoxically looked like they were illuminated. Brilliant darkness, Natasha whispered, settling on a more poetic phrase. She was trying to find the words to describe something she could never have fathomed. Gloryfield came to stand next to her and silently watched as the meteors, twice the apparent size of the full moon that hung in the night sky, flew overhead. No way! And just what I read about them, too! The happening? Isn't that weird? Natasha asked, her eyes glued on the phenomenon. Is this some kind of joke? The timing is uncanny! Creation, Gloryfield said. Creation sometimes works in mysterious and poetic ways. Though her words hinted at the appreciation of beauty, her eyes held nothing but concern. Creation waited for us. A panicked shout came from behind the two. Miss Grace, the newcomer said. They both turned to see the young woman in the pink cloak, Cassille, her face pale, and with an unbelievable object floating above her hand. Gloryfield was rendered silent. And Natasha, she... Oh, dear God,